Mission Network News 4.5 minute version for Tuesday, April 5th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. A Muslim convert to Christianity is being tortured for talking about his faith. A Christian aid agency is responding to the recent earthquake in Indonesia, and a Christian ministry is helping Russia with social issues. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Unfortunately, we can't name the country. We can't tell you the man's name. Tensions are high in this predominantly Muslim nation, and Christians' lives are in danger. That's why Christians are being asked to unite in prayer for a man who was arrested and reportedly is being tortured for sharing his faith in Christ. Strategic World Impact's Kevin Turner says this man was an SWI worker.
We have several people who have left Islam and come to Christ, and one of our key converts is now in prison. They said that he is being tortured. Just ask people to pray for our workers that are really suffering hugely, just to name the name of Jesus.
The persecution is a direct response to the success of their evangelistic outreach.
We're going into an area where there were just, you know, a handful of believers, and we have, you know, organized setups where they're systematically reaching out to populations and people groups that have no witness for Christ.
Meanwhile, International Aid is providing additional aid to help the victims of the recent earthquake in Indonesia. The 8.7 quake killed more than 1,000 people on Nias Island alone and damaged countless buildings, some of which had already been repaired following December's tsunami. IA is providing the relief through Christian churches there with the hopes of sharing Christ with them. Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan's ousted leader Askar Akayev announced that he has agreed to resign, ending weeks of political uncertainty in that Central Asian nation. Elections are tentatively scheduled for June 26th. However, there is some question about the future of religious freedom and evangelism. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It remains to be seen how this will play out in the long term. Kyrgyzstan, of course, is a largely Muslim nation, but as I said, evangelicals have been relatively free there to minister and proclaim the gospel. So as this new government comes into power in Kyrgyzstan, the ramifications of what this will have for religious freedom in evangelical churches remains to be seen.
Christians haven't gotten involved in politics. Griffith says they're getting involved in another way.
The evangelical church leaders in these countries are unanimous in wanting this to be a matter of prayer for us in the West, you know, that the Lord would continue to, you know, hold the door open for them to minister.
Next, as adoption agencies are waiting for adoption reform to be finalized in Russia, Buckner Orphan Care International is helping with child care issues. With more than 750,000 orphans there, Buckner's Amy Norton says their reputation is allowing them to hold an annual conference for caregivers.
We have about 350 people attend to basically talk about programs for caring for orphan children. We want to address the needs of these orphan children, such as HIV right now and the juvenile justice system.
Since Buckner is a Christian organization, their testimony can have an impact.
The key people in the Russian government are at this conference, and to ever have imagined that a Christian social service ministry would be able to bring those sort of people together to talk about orphans' issues is just amazing. It opens so many doors for us to get into regions as well as orphanages that we would never have had the opportunity to take the gospel in.
And an organization in the United States is bringing together cheerleaders who have a passion for Christ and a desire to be servant leaders. The Fellowship of Christian Cheerleaders says that there are many cheerleaders who want to honor God with their talents and gifts. The ministry has chapters and members throughout the U.S. and reaches out to cheerleading clubs and private and public schools. The ministry is sponsoring mission trips to the Czech Republic and Russia this year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this station. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.